Thing of Cards. This is Shaw.
Hi. I'm calling to say that I received a notice about a possibility of getting a loan for a small business.
Sure. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Well, I'm actually wondering how you got my name, because I've never in my life ever thought about having a small business, and this is the second time I've received a notice from a lender. I'm wondering, I would like to find out how my name was circulated in such a manner. I don't know if you all have just a bank of numbers that you put on your list, or how this is done.
Because do you have a small business?
No, I never will and never have and never did and never want to. I'm feeling somebody's putting my name in there, or somehow it's been misunderstood.
Okay.
But I would,
sure. Give me one second. Okay, I get it. I understand what's going on. Can you just give me the 16-digit reservation code so I can look into your file?
2311.
Okay.
0501.
Mm-hmm.
0056.
Mm-hmm.
6873.
6873.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if there's some fraud going on here. Somebody's trying to...
Okay. Let me take a look. Give me a second. And are you Joanne?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay. Do you have a Regions Bank account?
Nope.
You don't.
Not that I'm... And even if I did, I wouldn't allow this kind of thing.
Yeah, because the way we don't just send this to anyone. What we do is we filter it by, you know, any kind of other loans or relationship you have with a bank in our network. And right here, I'm seeing it's Regions Bank that we have it filed under, and that's how we sent you the offer. So
I'm wondering if somebody assumed my name and may have something else. I know that I have seen that there's another person with my name that's turned up in San Jose. No, I'm in Denver. And so that's kind of curious to me.
Yeah, maybe that's what happened. Maybe there's like a similar name, and they have a UCC filing with the Regions Bank, and maybe the system got mixed up and sent it over to you instead of the person that's over there.
Well, no, there is no person over there. That's a fraud. I'm the only one by this name in the world.
Uh-huh.
I've already checked into that, and so. I appreciate your quoting that, but no, I'm very serious about my life and my money and my future and what's going on. I've been hit by 3 different cars in the last year and a half. I don't take life serious, jokingly.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm looking to see if I need to pursue this or look further and see what is going on, because I'm at the point where I'm going to be suing people right and left. I'm so tired of being harassed by this kind of thing, or people that are trying to take advantage of others. So I realize that you are, you know, doing this in earnest, but I wanted to say, please make a note on the account. There is no one. There is no Joanne who has a small business.
Okay.
And I'm the other
I'll take you off of I'll take you off of our mailing list. But maybe you want to call Regions Bank and see what happened there, because that's basically where we got the info from. It's from a Regions Bank.
Okay, where is Regions Bank? I've never even seen or heard of it. I have a credit union member.
Yeah.
Membership and have had one for 30 years.
Uh-huh, right. Maybe you could just, I'm sure if you Google it, you can find like a customer service line you can give a call to, because that's all I really have is just that you've done business, or whoever it is, done business with a Regions Bank with the name Joanne. Mm-hmm. That's all I have here. So I guess I recommend you just give a call to a Regions Bank customer service line and see if they're able to find any kind of info for you. And I'll take you off of our mailing list so you don't get anything from us.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.